Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn, and here's our producer and engineer, Mr. Stephen Sheldon.
Hello there, sir. Happy weekend to you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. You know, weather's getting better. It's starting to change a little bit.
Slowly.
And guess what? This is the week to plant the seeds. Isn't that crazy? We got to do it now.
Winter went. It's gone. Done. We're in spring.
Thank you. Goodbye. I got all the milk crates. You know, not milk crates. What am I saying? Egg crates. So I saved some egg crates, fill them with dirt, put my little seeds in them. Last year, my plants were over 60 full. I had over 100 plants.
I was going to say, so when you do this, and I've seen your office and I've seen your windows, you have hundreds of seedlings start.
Yeah, I get them all going and I give them away to people. I mean, I'm not stingy, but I might keep 10, but then I give away all the others to people. And these are like great seeds that I got from these Italian ladies who are just awesome. So I'm excited. I'm excited about this time of year, you know, and we're coming up to this time of Easter, which is cool too, because it's all about renewal. You know, the earth renews. We see new life coming. We celebrate new life in the gift of the resurrection at Easter. You know, so there's a lot of kind of opportunities to renew ourselves, don't you think?
No, it is. And I always kind of looked at Easter as like a renewal, like a, you know, when Easter came, you got new clothes, you went to church and fancy outfits and hats and all this. But it was like a breath of fresh air. It's like open up the doors, blow the stink out, and it's a renewal of the year. You always felt better after an Easter service.
It's always a new beginning, you know, and that's the great gift with our God, is that there's always this opportunity for renewal. It doesn't have to end. You know, we could just kind of refresh ourselves any day of the week. It doesn't have to be a holiday. Any day of the week can be a time for renewal. So that's what we're looking at on Religion and Rock, the gift of renewal and how powerful that is in our lives. I can think of a lot of times, you know, I've had like a fresh start, you know, I've looked and said, well, you know, I'm looking at this in a different way. Like sometimes it's just me in my car alone. And I say to myself, you know what? It's time to let go of this. It's time to kind of look at this in a different way. Trust the people you're around, you know, and those are good moments. I like that kind of aloneness that helps me to come to that. And then other times you're kind of forced into it, right? You know, you go to the doctor and the doctor reads you the riot act. And then all of a sudden things change a little bit, you know?
Your blood sugar is too high. Your cholesterol is high. Your blood pressure is high. You know, it's like, but I want to eat, you know, 5 donuts for breakfast.
Well, goodbye hot dogs. Yeah, I know. That's a tough
Your
thing.
Your hot dogs, yes.
And I'm still bragging about this hot dog lady I found on Sunrise Highway out here on Long Island. I'm so excited about her. I bring hot dogs to my dad. And while I'm there, I'm smelling them. So I should get some for me. But I try not to. It's like an every 3 times, maybe, if I go like once every 2 weeks. So it's not too bad. But it's an interesting thing. Like there's always this chance to renew. And that's an important thing in our lives, like to kind of be able to start over again and say, yeah, you know, it's not over. Like, I can do this again. I think about you sometimes with smoking. Like, how many times you stop smoking?
Yes.
It takes a long, long time, sometimes a lifetime to be able to do that. You know, but you stay in the game. You don't give up.
You do keep trying. And I hate my friend Joe, who started me when I was 17, 18. And no, you keep trying to do it. And, you know, people look at renewal like, oh, I got to restart and stuff. But like you said, you don't have to restart. You can be in your current job, your current relationship and stuff. Take a moment and just say, what can I do different? How can I renew this? You don't have to, you know, make a fresh start and upend everything with it.
No, no. And you never throw in the towel. And that's what this is about today. The steadfastness of renewal, that in our lives, we're called to be steadfast. You know, it's not always easy to keep our faith life juicy and exciting and exploding. But like there's those lulls. And in the lull, we got to hang in there. That's part of being renewed. It's part of like sticking it out. Mm-hmm. So it's all about renewal on Religion and Rock today. I hope we can find a new start all the time and kind of renew ourselves and find new joys and new happiness. To start us off, this is Eric Clapton. It's called After Midnight.
Thank you. shake your tambourine.
Go shake a tambourine. Go shake a tambourine.
After midnight, there's gonna be peaches and
trees. Go shake a tambourine. Go shake a tambourine.
Don't cause talk and suspicion. We gon' give an exhibition. We gon' find out what it's all about.
As Eric Clapton, After Midnight. Sometimes we wait to the very last minute to do things, right, that we could do much, much earlier. Are you one of those people who sends in the taxes like April 14th at 11:30 at night, you know? That happens sometimes, right? And we become those people who sort of put things off and we procrastinate, and next thing you know, we're rushing to finish. Renewal is a process that we really can't put off. It's a process that we can't say, well, you know what, I'm going to change my attitude tomorrow or next month or, you know, next year it'll be good. No, we got to really kind of work on this stuff now, because now is the only time we really have, when you think about it. And it's good to be a person of the present. So why wait? You know, why put off for tomorrow what we can do today? So maybe it's a chance today to renew ourselves, to kind of take a look again and say, hey, I got to look at life from a different angle here. I got to look at my faith life from a different angle. I got to look at these relationships from a different angle. And we begin to be born again, if you will. You know, we get a different vision, but we can't put it off. We can't just wait till tomorrow. We can't just wait till our birthday or after the holidays or whatever. No, it's got to be now. And that nowness is where God really dwells, and that's where we're going to get the most help. That's what I really believe. Anyway, here's the Foo Fighters, Learning to Fly.
My way back home when I learned to fly high.
Foo Fighters learning to fly. Interesting, because, you know, when you look at a bird that's learning to fly and anything, you know, in that world, like of the animal world that's learning to fly, such an interesting thing. Like, ultimately, the mother has to kick the bird out of the nest. It's not like this easy thing, you know. The mother just has this instinctive thing where, boom, you're out, and you've got to learn how to fly. There's something good about that in our lives. I think a lot of times we do a lot of hand-holding. We go really, really slow in process, but now and then it's just that leap. It's jumping out of the nest and saying, I'm going to be okay. God's going to be with me. This is going to work. You know, that's another part of renewal in our lives, being able to take the leap when maybe not everything is so spelled out. Maybe the whole journey is not planned out, but we kind of take that first step and we say, well, God will be with me for the second step and the third step too. But it's about that falling out of the nest, being kicked out of the nest, if you will. And sometimes I think we get those little urges from God helping us to take that leap. And that's ultimately going to lead us to happiness and growth and maybe a new tomorrow, a new beginning that really can be a great thing for us. Here's Squeeze. I remember them playing this right in our studio one time. Black Coffee in Bed.
Say
any kind of renewal is going to require alertness. And I think that's an important thing in our lives. I was talking about this to somebody the other day, and I was saying, you know, it's kind of like a cultural anesthesia out there, you know? Like our culture kind of presents this anesthesia that kind of lulls us to sleep, lulls us to standing for nothing, kind of lulls us into that twilight state that anesthesia sometimes puts us in, right? And, you know, we have to wake up. We got to snap out of that sometimes and say, wait a minute, this is not good for me. Like, I need to be a decisive person. I need to have a certain set of ethics and morals in my life that I have to live by, and I have to really recognize that that's really what God is calling me to. It can't just be falling here and falling there. No, we have to be able to really take a stand for some stuff, and that kind of life requires us to be alert. So that's an important thing, even to pray for alertness. I pray for that sometimes. Lord, keep me alert to the ways that you're working in this world, the ways today you're going to call me to something more. There's something great about that, to recognize that being alert helps us to be renewed. And that's where it all kind of starts for us. It's an important thing. Hey, here's you too. This is called Beautiful Day.
The heart is a blue. Shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful.
Beautiful day. Don't let it get away. Beautiful day. Such a
I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about renewal today. Yeah, beautiful day. There's nothing quite like looking outside and seeing the sun, you know? And when you've had one of those runs, it happened to us this past winter, where you have like 7, 8, 9 days of clouds, no sun out, and then you wake up that next day, and the sun is there, and all of a sudden you kind of get this feeling like, all right, it's going to be okay. There's an amazing way in which the environment kind of touches our lives, and which a beautiful day can help us to feel refreshed and kind of in a mood for a good start. There's something great about that in our lives. Now, listen, there's going to be a lot of cloudy days and rainy days. What do you do with cloudy and rainy days? You know, we kind of suffer through them. We do the best we can. But ultimately, those sunny days urge us on to something more, which is so important. You know, you guys know my dad's in a nursing home. And on a sunny day, even in February, even in January, I will wrap him up in a stadium blanket and I take them outside in the sun. There's something about being outside on a beautiful day that I think can't hurt us. It's just going to help us, helps us to know God is with us, helps us to see the beauty of the earth, and gives us that renewed feeling that really helps us so much. Here's Styx. This is called Come Sail Away.
Gathering of angels appeared above my head.
sticks, come sail away. Interesting, you know, that's another part of this too, that sometimes other people help us to find the new space that we're in, you know? Sometimes we meet somebody who's helpful to us or somebody in our lives who gives us some really good advice a lot, and we take the advice and all of a sudden we recognize that, yeah, we've landed someplace else. You know, this is good. Like they'll say, you know, get out of that relationship with that doctor. That doctor's not helping you. Come to my doctor. My doctor's great. And you kind of take the advice and all of a sudden you kind of feel like, wow, this was a good thing. Why did it take me so long to do this? Or with a restaurant or with anything. That kind of experience of taking others' advice, recognizing that maybe God put them there for a reason in our life, and that reason could be to lead us to something else, to lead us to something else that's kind of more beautiful, more helpful, more reasonable. Those things are really good in our lives, you know? Now and then, people jump into our lives who help us to find a better job. There's something great about that. My dad was telling me a story the other day of, like, my grandfather started out as an elevator operator, and he was struggling through that. And then all of a sudden, the Waldorf Astoria, he knew somebody there. They needed a doorman. He went and applied, got the job as a doorman, made lots of money and tips, had a great life, and met my grandmother there. So there's, like, a lot of great things that happened. But if he didn't take that chance of having a friend who said, I think you can get you a job, he'd still be, you know, pushing elevator buttons. So there's something about that that's important, taking the risk and recognizing that, yeah, sailing away could be a good thing in the end, too. Here's Peter Gabriel, Salisbury Hill.
Connection I should cut.
Salisbury Hill. Another reminder, too, that renewal sometimes involves some conflict, right? Inner conflict in our lives. Maybe it means, you know, we're going on to something else, which means we're leaving a place where, that we kind of feel familiar, a place that maybe we've been living in for a long time. And I don't mean just a physical place. I also mean like a spiritual place, right, where we kind of feel stuck. You say, well, you know, my relationship with God is kind of stuck. It's not growing. And we got to sometimes fight through that experience of the desert so we can get to the oasis, right? There's kind of an important kind of notion there that, yeah, it's about conflict sometimes. It's the inner conflict that we have in our lives. It's the things we struggle with that sometimes bring us to higher ground and to a new beginning, and that's certainly worth the fight. Here's the Red Hot Chili Peppers. This is called Road Trippin'.
Road trippin' with my two favorite allies, full and loaded, we got snacks and supplies. It's time to leave this town, it's time to steal away. Let's go get lost anywhere in the USA. Let's go get lost, let's go get lost. Blue, you sit so pretty west of the one. Sparkle like with yellow icing, just a mirror for the sun. Just a mirror for the sun. Just a mirror for the sun. So much has come before those battles lost and won. This life is shining more forever in the sun. Now let us check our heads and let us check the surf. Staying high and drives more trouble than it's worth in the sun. Just a mirror for the sun. Just a mirror for the sun. Just a mirror for.
And yeah, there's something good about that, because in our lives sometimes, you know, we're so into the rote. We do it the same way all the time, right? We don't think about doing things in a different way. So, you know, our meetings are always in the same place. We always go to the same places. And sometimes when you break it up, you know, you move to something new, there's a great thing. Even where we sit in church, like I can envision right now, if I close my eyes, like where people are sitting at the 5 p.m. Mass on Saturday night, where people are sitting on the Sunday at 10 a.m. in the morning Mass. You know, if we change it up, we see things from a different perspective. And not only like in church, but in our lives too. Like, do you go to different restaurants? Do you try a different place? I'm the worst at that. You go to the same restaurants. I order the same food in the same restaurants. You know, it's good to change it up now and then. There's something really great about that. Not always easy to do, but I think that's part of the challenge, because when we do that, it's new space, it's new vision, it's a new sight. And there's something really good about that that helps us to grow. Here's David Bowie, Absolute Beginners. Well, nobody likes being a freshman, right? It's hard to be a beginner. And the reality is that we all were beginners at some point, and it's all about the welcome. It's all about the way hospitality is extended. And I'm hoping that in my life, I'm always a person of hospitality when I meet people who are first-timers. This is my first time to your church, Monsignor. First time I watched your TV show. First time this, first time that. Can we be those welcoming people who see that? Not long ago, I went to Rao's Italian restaurant, which is a famous restaurant, right? It only took me like 60 years to get there. So I get in there, and I kind of said to the owner right away when I went in, I said, yeah, it's my first time here. And then it kind of got around, and people were coming over to the table and saying, Monsignor, welcome to Rao's. Glad you came. First time, I know. Well, let us help you have a great night. And like that kind of welcome made me feel comfortable and say, yeah, you know what? I'm not a stranger here. Like I'm not, everybody knows each other except me. No, they kind of welcomed me in, and it was a nice feeling to be welcomed in. I think that same experience has to be part of what the church is about for us too, to welcome us in, make us feel at home, and help us to feel comfortable where we are. Here's Robert Plant. This is called Angel Dance.
Don't go.
the angel dance, and how, that's for sure. There's something about angels in our lives that is so important, you know, and this song kind of reminds us of that, that there are people who pop into our lives, you know, that are so angelic to us, right? They help us to grow. They help us to understand ourselves. And then there's even part of the creed when we profess what we believe in. I believe in all things visible and invisible, even the invisible entities that God gives us in our lives, these kind of inklings, these kind of experiences. We believe in that too. There's something about that that's important. These angels who kind of pop in and give us these little premonitions and say, do that. That's a good thing for you. Those things kind of help us. And we need that in our lives. We need to kind of rely on that. And that helps us to be renewed because we see things in a different way with a little bit of a different angle when we go there, that's to that spiritual part of our lives and recognize it there. Here's Bob Seger. This is called Roll Me Away.
Took a look down a westbound road, right away I made my choice. Headed out to my big two-wheeler, I was tired of my own voice. Took a beat on the northern plains and just rolled that power on. Twelve hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew. Met a girl and we had a few drinks and I told her what I decided to do. She looked out the window a long, long moment, then she looked into my eyes. She didn't have to say a thing. I knew what she was thinking. Said a word, we just walked out and got on that bank. And we rolled. And we rolled clean out of sight. We'll be right back.
Bob Seger, Roll Me Away. One of the interesting things about renewal is sometimes it can be a surface job, you know? So you go, you get the haircut, you get some new clothes, you lose some weight, and you kind of feel renewed. But honestly, the truth of the matter is, when you really think about it, renewal has to also occur on the inside, right? It can't just be on the outside. How many times in my life I've lost weight and I look good and everybody says, oh my God, you look great and everything. And then, you know, the inside's still fat old Monsignor Jim, you know? So like, it doesn't necessarily change until we can really work on our inside and work on the stuff that's in there so it matches kind of the outside. It's true about anger. It's true about jealousies. It's true about everything about us that it has to kind of start and live on the inside too. So what is that about? Take a little time maybe and say a prayer this week. Ask God's help to help you to renew yourself wherever you need to be renewed, whatever that renewal is going to be for you that brings you joy and happiness and satisfaction. Because when we do that inside journey, the outside kind of matches automatically. Things begin to change. We become a happier people, and we recognize that, yeah, renewal is possible for every single one of us as long as we turn to God. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughan. It's engineered and produced by the great man of renewal, yep, Stephen Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.